This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
The crossover is brought to you by Abundant Life Weight Loss. They know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day. Go to AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. Let's welcome in Willard and Dibs.
Yeah! Missed you yesterday, gents.
Yeah?
Missed you.
Well, Steiny, I got it because I know you'll throw me the four corners. The Luka thing, I didn't know why he got traded. But this firing of Michael Malone, I want a basketball cigarette. How do you fire a coach that's won and you're the fourth seed? I know you're struggling and you're missing your dude, Jamal Murray.
I mean, he's just their other dude. He's not their dude. But I hear you. I don't know, man. I've never seen anything like this. The Western Conference to basically qualify as a top eight seed, you're going to need almost 50 wins. Yet half the teams are in front office turmoil. They're all playing phenomenal basketball. But Memphis, turmoil. Denver, turmoil. Dallas, turmoil. Yeah. That's probably it for the word turmoil. But the Lakers have had an interesting year. I still am never going to know exactly who or what the Clippers are. Because sometimes they play their players and sometimes
they
don't.
We'll know Sunday.
Yeah. It's a weird year. It's an interesting year.
Strange to you, Dibs, or just par for the course with this fire?
No, it's strange. And, you think about, like, how late it is. And so you make the move now, and the GM, too. And what can the GM do between now and June? Not a damn thing. Like, you can't 10-day somebody. You can't, like, pick up somebody in the portal. The GM is just, he's just there. Like, what's done is done. A card laid is a card played. And Michael Malone, that's the interesting one. So you look at Malone, and so suddenly he's not the guy for that team, even though, what, was it 2 years ago they won the title? Yeah. So 2 years ago, they were the champions, and he was good enough with mostly the same team. And now, after game 79, he's not good enough, and the GM's got to go. This feels to me like ownership is responding to a player or multiple players who are like, you know what, we can't do this anymore. And you can look at Taylor Jenkins and even further back, like Mike Brown in Sacramento. How's that worked out for Sacramento? So they fire Mike Brown, and they've been the same, if not worse, since then. So this year feels a little bit of a crazy, weird year. Like, you've got players who I believe are, kind of knocking on the door and saying, we can't do this. So now you get Rick Adelman's son, who's going to take over. Yeah. And is he going to make them suddenly a live team in the playoffs? I don't know, guys.
I mean, it feels super defeatist as well. Like, somewhere along the line, somebody's saying, well, we weren't. And I heard you guys play the Denver radio guys. Well, we weren't going to win it anyway. You weren't? You're 47 and 32. The Lakers are terrified of you. It's the only team in the West.
I was terrified of you.
The Lakers are terrified of you. The Warriors were 4 days ago. And you have Nikola Jokic. And if you win a couple games this week, you could have home court advantage in round one. And you've decided you got no shot?
Wow.
I wish I knew. I do not. There are three things that have happened this year that I still haven't figured out. And that is today with Denver, Memphis last week, and what Dallas was thinking at the trade deadline. I don't fully understand what's going on. It's crazy.
The latest firing since 1981, Steiny, when Hubie Brown was fired at the same juncture. He was the coach then of the Atlanta Hawks.
And damn, 81.
In 1981, Hubie's team was 31-51, and back then only six teams made the playoffs, and so Hubie, he didn't get the play-in game. You know, there were only 13 teams in the East, and so Hubie got at this same juncture. But you look at Denver, and they're a playoff team.
They're 47-32. Right. That's the difference.
They might be a play-in team, but whatever they are, they get to play game 83, maybe 84, and maybe more beyond that. And Michael Malone is a guy who won a chip 2 years ago. So there's got to be more to this than just, you know, we need to make a move here in mid-April. It makes no sense.
But I told Steiner, Jokic had to sign. I don't have the power to judge anybody.
I guess.
But come on, Willard, that first quarter against the Warriors, he's already won you a chip. You don't make a move like this if he would get upset or say he didn't want it?
Probably not. But I don't know if we don't know Jokic like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't know Denver like that. This is, you know, you're
fourth.
You would have thought, but that kind of, I guess what you just tapped into is exactly what I'm talking about with these three situations. We always think of life that way in the NBA. It goes through your stars, you go to your one, they're the ones actually making the moves. But those three things, do they smell at all like things that players would do? Luka got traded for AD in the middle of the night. They are NBA ones. No one obviously asked them. LeBron will tell you that he didn't know. I don't know if he did or not, but like, I don't think that was him making the move. And was Ja Morant making the move in Memphis? That doesn't make any sense either. Why would you do that a week before the playoffs start? I don't know how that helps you.
I mean, the only way it helps you is if they thought the team had quit on him
now. But I mean, like, you could do that in... You could do that in 3 weeks then.
When you get fired, like 10 minutes after. Mark Willard's been, that's how it works. Right. Why now?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I think the reason is, and they may be wrong, but clearly the reason is that they believe if they enter the playoffs as is, they were guaranteed to get beat. Like, they must have seen something that they, you know what? And it might have been the game against the Warriors, quite frankly.
Maybe.
But, yeah, I'm not saying it's not unusual. I'm just trying to draw the conclusion that they must have drawn. But also, we've seen a firing this late in the season in the Bay. Very recently.
Yeah, Gabe Kapler.
Oh!
Yeah, Gabe Kapler.
You're going to let me marinate on that for a while.
Yeah, he did. That was totally different. And a sit-back.
Yeah.
Right, but, he did. I mean, that was there not a no team playoffs, that was a year and a half removed from a title and a team that was moving toward a championship.
107 wins, though, two years prior.
Which got you what?
But they were about to go home.
Thank you.
Exactly. What do you mean? You're welcome.
The season was over. They had no playoffs.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Same thing with Hubie Brown. Like, they were like, this is unprecedented.
Yeah.
Their teams are fourth and fifth were when they got fired.
Yeah.
What?
I think you're actually making.
What's the issue?
I think you're making it too simple.
No. I think you're noteworthy, for sure.
They must have come to the decision that they weren't going to win. I don't think that's enough. I don't think that this is necessarily just about this year. This reeks to me of something going on behind the scenes in terms of relationships, whether it was the GM and the coach not getting along.
They said the GM and the coach hated each other.
I know that there are those who have said this is also about Malone bucking against the fact that ownership wouldn't loosen the purse strings enough to get players.
Mm-hmm.
This feels relational to me, not X's and O's.
Yeah. And I mean, that it's fair to think that. And, totally. You know, you look at the other firings this year, and I'm thinking about Sacramento, where on December 27th, when they fired Mike Brown, the Sacramento Kings were the 12th seed. And now where are you? Are you you're the 9?
10.
And yeah, and you're going nowhere.
Yeah, 9. You're right.
You're 9,
yeah.
And you're going nowhere. So they are slightly better than 500 under Doug Christie, and you traded your best player after that. And so, yeah, is Doug the answer? Was Mike the problem? No. It's a broken organization led by Vivek Ranadive, Steiny's former friend from way, way, way back. And you're running your organization. It's a joke. You can light the beam all you want, but you are an also-ran.
It's broken now.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, Dallas, whether or not they want to move to Vegas, that is a theory. But you traded your franchise player for a guy who's often hurt. And now you are kind of a laughingstock, and you're fighting for the 10 seed. You're going nowhere. In Denver, you were the champ 2 years ago, and you're going to fire Michael Malone, who is a well-respected coach, much like Mike Brown, and the GM. So now what? You're going to have young Adelman, Derek or Nick, Frank. I can't remember his name.
Whatever.
I heard
just
it earlier.
I think it's a bad look to the fraternity of coaches, and that's why Steiny was like, no, seriously. Like, what did you think of Mike Malone before? And I asked you on air.
I like
what
him as a coach.
He was a great, stellar coach to me.
Okay.
I believe what he was putting down. Yeah, not perfect. The guys like that, Willard, can get run 4 days before the playoffs, and you're the fourth seed?
But we know nothing about what's going on there.
I guess that's where I'm at. Nothing should constitute, yeah, you get fired as soon as the season's over.
But nothing should put you to where you get fired. They better not make a run. Because if they make a run, to me, that tells me that then they maybe knew something.
Let's put the rat on the table. Is this brought to you by Echo? Is this the new norm now?
No.
In the NBA?
Well,
of course not. Did y'all see this video that's
Jokic?
It's getting a lot of run of Malone in a press conference 3 weeks ago after they were in Portland and lost
the first
a game.
Time. Yeah.
And
He
called out his players. He said some of them were full of bleep.
Yeah.
And said that absolutely none of them watch film.
I heard it
all. They don't
watch
film on themselves. They don't watch their minutes. He ripped his players. And that's not against the rules. That's not the end of the world. It is a little bit of a throwback. You don't see it a lot. Steve Kerr has never, ever, like him.
He did pods a little bit. Right, okay.
But like, that wasn't like Brandon doesn't work hard and he's full of bleep. Brandon knows he can't do that.
Right.
Right? Kind of stuff. You know, we want to see JK rebound. That's different than you're full of bleep.
I played it for Scott.
They won't watch. So, I don't know. Maybe they all hated each other in there. And the only thing they think they need with all the talent they have are some good vibes.
So, am I wrong as a Warrior fan that I want Denver or Memphis now because of what I think is going on in the house?
I think that if you're a Warrior fan, for me, remove the opponent. Just get in.
Mm.
I am not worried about who they play.
Get a series, no doubt.
I feel like, and you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. I really don't believe we know if there's a difference in the opponent for the Warriors among the Lakers, the Nuggets, and the Rockets. I'm convinced that we really don't know who's the toughest team that the Warriors would have out of those three. I think it might be any of the three.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Well, and different challenges. And I mean, you're great at breaking this down. Like, if you face the Lakers, what are the challenges and what are the benefits of facing LA? Well, you've got the whistle that's probably going to go against you because Luka and LeBron are very good at drawing fouls. And the matchup is a tough one, but at the same time, you do feel like no one can guard Steph in that series like Houston can.
Oh.
And Denver, well, now it comes down to the Joker, and, you know, can you contain the Joker? Can you make him a passer? Well, do you really want him to be a passer? I do think that all three of those series, and I'm getting ahead of myself because they may be in the play-in and they may be uno, dos, adios. I hope not, but I do think, Steiny, when you look at those three teams, it is three different series, but all of them, for me, are six games minimum.
I would agree with that. I don't think the list is longer than that. These teams are so... You could end up with the Clippers. You could end up with the T-Wolves.
Oh, boy.
Any one of those teams could end up being the four, and you could be the five. Like anything, it all starts tonight.
Yeah, no
tonight,
doubt.
Tonight is so good. Tonight is so good.
It's like a pennant race.
If you're a big Warrior fan, just get as many TVs into one room as possible, as many channels as possible. Throw a Giants game up in the corner as well. And just
no, they
just,
can't hit.
They got you. I told Stoddy this is the first one under Kerr regime to where a season's gone down like this, where you're scoreboard watching. Because with Durant, you knew where they were. 2022, they got up to that start. They were the third. That was solidified.
Yeah.
This is like that. This
feel,
man,
a little bit of 2 years ago feel when they well, when
but they got up to that great start and they were the third seed.
No, when they were
23.
Lakers. 2 years ago. Okay, yeah. No, when they when they beat the Kings and lost to the Lakers.
They were six in the
you needed Lakers games the last week in order to avoid the play-in. It wasn't this. Well, it wasn't this jammed up.
And I also think that that year the Sacramento Kings were the one. That's,
yes,
like
that's
who you it want. Fell into place playing Sac in that first round. This year, all I'm saying is I don't know who you want.
I don't know.
Because Houston, to me, I don't know. I missed you guys yesterday. I had to put some respect on them. Like,
sure.
And what fool would think that the team with the second seed is not? But they are. That defense was something else. They had a lot to do with why the Warriors were flustered. I'll just leave it at that.
Agreed. And also, and you know me, I'm a big fan of the referees, but the way a game is officiated, if a game is officiated that way, which is we're going to let it play, then that favors Houston. And Ime Udoka actually even said it, like, as soon as they start crying,
that was a great
we've
line.
Won. Yeah. And he's right. And if the refs are going to allow them to restrict Steph like that, well, then the Warriors have a real hard time, especially when Jimmy Butler, I'm just going to shoot it seven times because I don't want to take a bad shot. Come on, Jimmy.
Thank God for Pods.
Your coach said it's playoff time. Turn into playoff Jimmy. You're getting $51 million. Take the blank thing over.
I don't get it.
I do not.
Can you play the
I don't
understand this.
Jimmy Wiggins or Andrew Butler? Which one do you prefer?
Check him on this one, though.
Just, no, I've heard it. You guys played it a thousand times.
Maybe not.
Play it again.
All right, Jimmy.
Should you be more aggressive scoring, Jimmy?
More aggressive Jimmy scoring?
Maybe, maybe not. My thing is I'm going to make the right player majority of the time, probably like 9 out of 10 times. So if I get in there and draw help, I'm going to kick it to the open guy. But I'm not going to say that anybody scoring was the reason that we did not win this game. I'm going to stick to turnovers. You know, we had 20 of them. It's going to be hard to win in any basketball game if we got 20 turnovers.
You ungrateful, blowing in the wind Warrior fans, blow me away.
Wow.
You blow me away. This guy comes in here and doesn't lose a game. He does not lose a game yet maybe once every week and a half.
Well, they lost Sunday.
This guy comes in and plays with Steph Curry. They've lost 3 basketball games.
Facts.
And half of you think you know how he's supposed to play ball. You have got to be flipping kidding me. Anybody in a Warrior jersey?
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because he gets to score the ball. That's it. You guys sound a lot like the Niner fans when they would win by 3 touchdowns and George Kittle would get 2 touchdowns.
Exactly.
Where's Debo? Why didn't Debo get more involved?
That's exactly it.
I'm right in that line with what you're saying.
No,
he's been incredible.
Jimmy Butler knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. He is a brilliant basketball player.
But you're on the borderline of playing. You're playing, and you're playing, and when you win, it's fine. But if you
how did they get here?
No,
they got here by him playing the way he's playing.
And that's why it's more frustrating when Steph is on lock or he can't get off. Give me more than 7 shots. Pod should never double your field goal attempt.
He's playing
in the microphone.
Why?
And you guys are going for it.
You can't answer this. Why?
Why does it need to be him? What happened to he unlocked
he's playoff
all of
Jimmy?
So what? That's a label. You made that up.
I didn't make that
no,
up.
No, the fans did. Oh. The media
Jimmy
did.
Jimmy Buckets, Willard.
Yes.
Not Jimmy Passes.
We're also not in the
it's
playoffs.
Jimmy Buckets.
And that doesn't need to be points. That needs to be great and leadership, not basketball. What happened to he arrived here and unlocked everybody? What happened to that?
We're living
it. Then let it happen.
Okay, but when you play top-tier defense and dogs like Houston, what happened?
This guy went into what we... I had face paint on yesterday because they were so awesome last week. And you're mad because you didn't like exhausted Sunday.
I'm worried.
Only shot seven times instead of 12.
Willard, I'm worried.
I don't get it. I do not get anyone who thinks they know more about how Jimmy Butler is supposed to play basketball. I don't get it.
But then what are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing?
If you say I'm thinking how he's supposed to think, what are you doing on the opposite side?
I'm not.
Because you don't know. You don't have the answer.
Yes.
He should not shoot seven field goals in a game that you're that good.
Yes, he
and Curry
should.
Is bottled up.
If that's the
I don't
right
need to
play.
Be in the know to know that's wrong.
That's
and you're playing.
Guru.
He's playing with
Guru.
All of us.
Guru. If that's the right play, then that's the right play. And if his teammates turn it over 19 times, which they did,
all right,
then that's their problem.
But all what about being aggressive?
Did you watch the national championship game last night?
Yes, you know
I did. What they needed? They needed Jimmy Butler. They needed somebody who would create a flipping shot for one another because they spent an entire half not being able to get a shot off because none of them know how to play basketball.
So you have this is everything you said about what he's brought, I'm in line.
Okay.
It's been incredible.
So let him do it. It's
he's
winning.
He's more than capable of being
Why
aggressive.
Do you want that?
Because the team lost, Willard, and nobody can create a shot.
No, Guru, they've won 21.
No, I'm talking about Sunday.
So why?
4 of 7.
So that's the game that mattered. The other 23 didn't matter. That's the one that defines how Jimmy's supposed to play.
I'll say this, because he's told us, and I'm paraphrasing.
And 3.
He said when the playoffs start, he'll take it up a notch regard to being offensively aggressive.
Manifest
itself in shot attempts.
He didn't tell you I'm going to score more.
All right.
I'm
not mad at him. I'm just like, this team is not good enough offensively without him to be a little ultra aggressive.
I want to know, why does aggression mean scoring?
Because he's gifted at it.
Right.
And that's why they're giving him 51 large.
He's also gifted at creating an open look for his teammates.
Yeah, 3 assists against Houston.
Right.
So there you go.
Because they weren't knocking him down.
But the point for me, and I'm going to defend Guru and say that when Steph Curry is not able to get free, that's a game where you, as Jimmy Butler, need to be more aggressive to try to score the basketball.
I'm not saying 25 field goal attempts.
No.
I'm saying be aggressive and try to score.
That was Andrew Wiggins like.
Exactly.
Because he does so much more.
Not at all. Not at all. He was not passive. He just didn't shoot a lot.
So what does what's the definition of that?
Get the ball in your hand, break down the defense, and find an open look for your team. There's 5 of you out there. You all play in the NBA.
Well, there's 4 because Steph Curry was not open.
Fine.
And he couldn't score.
I mean,
so go ahead and get to the foul line, which is what he does better than anyone else.
Yeah. And would you give me this? He's better than some of the guys, and no shade at any of the guys. So I would like the shots coming from a guy that I know his dean and made.
But on this particular night, they were talking about Jimmy Butler. Pods was 7 for 14, made 3s. Peyton was 7 for 14, made some 3s, and Buddy Hield was making 3s. He had 20. So that's part of the equation. Like the problem with that game against Houston was Steph, Draymond, and Butler didn't play great, but the other guys played great. And
Butler was 4 of 7. It wasn't he didn't play great offensively. It was you didn't shoot enough.
But you guys all loved.
But who was he? Who was he going to take shots from? Buddy, he was making shots. Pods, he was making shots. And Peyton, he was making shots. Like that. That's.
And you guys,
this is the way he looks at the game, and maybe we got to brace for it happening in the postseason.
I agree. And you guys have propped up the long athletic defense of the Rockets, which is around the rim. So you want Jimmy forcing up shots against Shingun?
I don't want
and
it to
Amen
sound
Thompson?
Like that. I just
but it is what it sounds like.
But give me this. He's aware that some fans or whatever, fanatics, want more from him in regard to field goal attempts.
I bet it really kept him up at night, too.
No, and I'm not saying like, that.
51 million. He's going to sleep great.
What's the money thing over there? What's the money thing?
That means if I'm making $51 million, then I'm not going to stay up late at night worrying about what sports talk radio hosts are saying about my career. If I'm making $600,000 a game, I'm going to play the way I'm going to play. I'm going to say what I say, and I'm going to sleep pretty well.
Moses Moody at $13 million a year doesn't care either. Like what? What's the money thing, and why are we attaching it to scoring?
I just told you what the money thing is.
No, you didn't in terms of attaching it to scoring.
I'm attaching it to like the result and attaching it to what people think about his game. And Steiny's right about what Jimmy says. Like, Jimmy's going to make the right play, and I'm going to do what I do because this is how I play basketball. He's not worried about that. And whether or not he's worried about winning or not, I don't know. But I do know this.
Of course you do.
When you have a game where your number one guy cannot score, he cannot get a shot off, he can't do anything. The only basket he made was a 38-footer, a buzzer-beater prayer. Not a prayer for Steph, because that's what he does. But if I'm the number two on a team, I'm going to be more aggressive, and he wasn't.
I agree with exactly what he said. Somebody scoring was not why they lost that game. That's not why they lost. So you guys can want the box score to be whatever y'all want it to be. But that's not why they lost that game.
Right. They lost it because other people turned the ball over.
Yeah,
so here's an idea. Get the ball and you run the point.
Yeah, that's
because
just
Draymond and Pods and even the chef himself, they had 12 of the other 19 turnovers, so go be the point.
Yeah, he was. And being the point does not mean always finishing with the shot. So
it means you have more than three assists.
Ball in it. Well, that means somebody else has to hit the shot.
So I watched the game twice, and I was in the lab, and what I saw from Jimmy was largely a guy who was not impactful in the basketball game.
And when I walked to my car, just so it's noted, you're okay with Pods, GP, Moody, Kuminga shooting more or just the same amount as Jimmy Butler because
they shot Friday,
I'm talking Sunday because Friday and Sunday they shot it great early. They didn't shoot it great like the others.
I'm talking Sunday. Pods.
Early.
Payton. The whole game. They were 7 for 14, 7 for 14, and Buddy was like 7 for 11. Like, those other guys were making shots, and I just think that Butler, if he thinks they're making shots, he's just going to keep going to them. All right, that's going to do it, gents, on 95.7 The Game, but keep it locked. You got Phoenix coming up, last week of the season. Wow, great stuff.
They only shot 7 times against the Lakers, too, right?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
You're okay with that game?
They won.
I see. I see. So we have to wait until the final score.
No, Willard, you know what I'm putting down.
Got it.
Man.
Okay, that's
and
not
I'm
hindsight.
Not one of those guys tries to paint me out to be, oh, you just care about offense.
No, ha-ha.
Read the room.
It's ha-ha.
No, it's
it
not.
It is.
All right.
Is.
Give me
it
more
is.
Than
ha-ha.
Sit John
on 95. No. You know what? I hope he takes 4 shots tonight on 95.7.